correct wholesale pricing.
Right here on America Tonight, starting things off, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We've been talking about the buzz from our nation's capital and what it means to the rest of us from state to state. And, of course, the big thing is the whole tax compromise deal. So what happened on Monday? I told you about the vote. It clears a major key procedural hurdle. Basically, if I cut through the rhetoric, it means the debate is over on this measure. Who better to join us? We're so excited to welcome them on board than Ellen Ratner, one of my favorite people. She's the Bureau Chief of Talk Radio News Service. Ellen, welcome to America Tonight. We're so happy you're joining us.
Well, thank you so much, and we're happy to be joining you, too. You'll have different ones of us, different nights, depending on what news is going on. But essentially, the vote took place over a period of hours because of the storm in the Midwest. Very few senators from there could get in, so they sort of held the votes open. But at last count, it was 83 to 15. Two people were not voting. Nine Democrats voted against it. And obviously, if I think six, that would mean that six Republicans voted against it as well.
Yeah, and they're saying final Senate approval looks like Tuesday. That's right?
Right. Well, it has to go to the House, you see. That'll also be interesting because, of course, Pelosi and those people will probably cave on that, although there are some House members that are saying, no, we won't. But they, I think, will be able to pick up enough Republican votes to cave on that.
Oh, wow. All right, so we move from that to Richard Holbrooke, dead at 69. And, of course, he was key for the Obama administration when you're talking about the diplomatic end of things in Afghanistan and Pakistan. I know a lot of people liked Holbrooke. I had a chance to meet him just once in my career. Your thoughts on that, Ellen?
Well, first of all, he was an extremely difficult person. Very, very arrogant. Very difficult to deal with. And he certainly had a reputation that way. On the other hand, he was very much a point man on Afghanistan. He was at the State Department, felt pain, I guess he had a tear in his aorta. They attempted to fix it, and not much luck doing that.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess would you say that people, when you think of Holbrooke, that the thing that people remember him the most is, of course, not just the current times, but all the years with Bill Clinton. At one point, he was the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, and that was in the mid-90s. And I think that certainly that was what he's remembered for, the Dayton negotiations.
He wanted to be Secretary of State more than life itself. and made many attempts at it. The problem is, of course, his personality really did get in the way. He was not exactly a diplomat. He had a lot of diplomatic responsibilities, but diplomat is not a way you would characterize Mr. Holbrooke.
Yeah, big story, and I'm sure, well, we know everybody in Washington was talking about this too. The health care mandate actually ruled unconstitutional in Richmond. First, tell us about the story and the reaction to it.
Well, first of all, the White House said, you know, so many people have voted for it. They also did not stop trying to implement the order given by the judge, did not stop implementation of the health care bill. So, this is Judge Hudson. So, they actually kind of saw it as a win. Now, what's interesting is some of the Democrats have done their little homework and found out that on his financial disclosure forms, he disclosed that he owns part of a firm that actually does, it's called Campaign Solutions, and they actually do Republican recruiting for various races and various campaign things, and he actually has made some money out of it. So one would not exactly think that this judge is not coming from a vested position. And I have a very close friend who's a federal judge, and he would no more own a campaign company than the man on the moon. He just would think that that was completely inappropriate.
Yeah, no kidding. And we know ultimately that this, and then there was already talk about, well, hey, this is going to go to the Supreme Court. You think the guys and gals in the robes eventually get this, don't they?
Well, yes. And the fact is that the White House has not yet decided on whether they're going to ask for an expedited hearing It doesn't need to necessarily, because there isn't sort of an, there, the facts are not disputed in the case. It's a clear constitutional issue. Does Congress have a right to mandate people purchasing health insurance? And because it's a constitutional issue, it can probably get an expedited hearing in the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Ellen, last one. I read something today that the president says he's going to stay in D.C. as long as Congress stays in session. They're talking about delaying the start of the holiday break. That's going to happen, huh, do you think?
Well, they say that he will be in. Originally, it was just for the until the START treaty was done. But now, until Congress is out of session, the president will be there. He's supposed to leave this weekend for Hawaii, and his press secretary is describing it not as a vacation but as a return home, because he is from Hawaii and he goes there every Christmas.
Yeah, no kidding. Ellen Ratner, Bureau Chief, Talk Radio News Service again. Very happy to have her on board, and the rest of the crew, for that matter. They're all great here on America Tonight. Ellen, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be speaking to Ellen and, as I mentioned, different people from that service in Washington every single day. And that'll be great because we'll be able to really keep tabs on what's happening, track down some of the senators and Congress people, especially heading in to the new year. A couple of other quick headlines for you. More fallout from Madoff's son committing suicide. The latest is Bernie Madoff. The question was, would he go to his son's funeral? And his attorney says, no, he will not attend the funeral. Who knows if he would have been let out from the facility where he is now housed for the rest of his life or not. But the convicted Ponzi schemer who just jacked with so many people's lives, Bernie Madoff, is not going to be at his son Mark's funeral. He says, actually, out of consideration, the attorney did, for his daughter-in-law and grandchildren because of, I guess, some of the media attention. Mark Madoff's body, if you hadn't heard the story, was actually discovered hanging from a ceiling pipe in his Manhattan apartment on Saturday. Sad story. 2-year-old son was sleeping in the other room while this happened. And this was 2 years to the day after his father was arrested for swindling $50 billion that we know of from investors, large and small, in the largest Ponzi scheme ever, ever in U.S. history. Do you believe that's been 2 years? Okay, one other quick thing here, too, at the top, and we're going to jump into some financial stuff. We're starting a special series with my pal Saul Album, ways that you can attack the new year and maybe be a little bit more aggressive on what you want and how you can make the money that you hope to get and save for retirement, etc. The other thing is a follow-up to the snowstorm over the Midwest, you know, covering the Midwest now, heading toward the east. And what's happened with the snow, the storm, more problems most likely if you're traveling somewhere by air. So make sure you check in. In northwest Indiana, two counties still had a state of emergency. They urged people to stay off the roads. Police and highway crews were digging out stranded folks in their cars with these blowing, drifting snow. You know, that's what happens. And apparently it was really bad there. The Great Lakes, they say, could see up to 2 feet more of lake-effect snow on top of what fell there last week through Tuesday morning. The cold certainly isn't going away anytime soon, and it looks like all of this is headed to the East Coast. Wow. So we're talking money, how you can jump into a better situation, maybe starting in January. That advice, free, and it's coming up round the bend next here on ATN.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
As promised, always a pleasure to have Saul Album on the show, and he's got a special thing cooking for us. We have a series. It's Saul Album telling us on how we can take control of our financial future. Boy, do we need this now more than ever. People are confused, and they are looking for a life raft. So, Saul, we're going to talk about, in our first show, values and goals. And in talking about values and goals, the first thing that I know you want to dive into is that you have to take control. You can't wait for somebody to take the control for you. Is that right?
Absolutely, Kate. And it's scary and empowering at the same time. Some of your listeners may know this, and some others may not realize this, or maybe in all parts of their lives, in your life, is that you really do have control, that all of your success is because of you, and all of your failure is because of you. So if you fail to learn something or don't do something or are not successful in something, whether it be money or anything else, you know, you really have to look inward. So that makes you kind of feel bad, but at the same time, once you fully realize that, you should kind of feel an adrenaline shift that you now can accomplish, that you can become wealthy if you choose to. And I found it very empowering, Kate. So once you start to realize that that you can take care of your debt, that you can go back to school, maybe get your undergrad or even get your master's or assume more responsibility. As you start to educate yourself on your capabilities, what you can do, basically it's just how much you want to sacrifice to get that. It's just basically that. You can get what you want. It's just a matter of working hard for it, working smart for it, and sacrificing.
Okay, and the sacrifices, you say, that's true. I'm reading a book now, and it's by Malcolm Glazer, and the name of the book is Outliners, and it talks about Bill Gates, and he talks about, or it's Malcolm Gladwell, and he talks about Bill Gates, and he talks about hockey players that have had success in the NHL, and a plethora of other people that have nothing in common other than the fact that people think they instantaneously got the success, got the money, and as it turns out, they had 10,000 hours of practice. And I know that's something that you're going to talk about. And that's when the opportunity was there and when they were ready to grab the opportunity. So there isn't this magical moment, I think, where the light bulb goes off and that's it. You have to put the time into it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And basically, yeah, that was a great book. And actually, about a year and a half ago when I guest hosted your show, I tried to get Gladwell onto your show. Because mm-hmm. I just read that book, so, but there was a little hung up. So we almost had him on your show. Basically is that the idea that genius is like, we like to worship this genius. Like before we had religion, we worshiped that. Now we kind of worship art and genius. But the thing is, really, genius is just a bunch of hard work. And what that means is it's those who can make it to 10 years or 10,000 hours and working are the masters. So if you look at, so in Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers, he talks about Bill Gates and a bunch of other people who just, Steve Jobs, for instance, and Bill Gates were able to program for 10,000 hours, and had a big, huge leg up. Now they had a bunch of luck because, mm-hmm. Their parents were wealthy and put them through computer classes and things like that back when no one else did. So if you work hard, become masterful and have luck, that's when you'll become super wealthy. But let's be realistic here. You know, once you're wealthy, it doesn't really matter anymore. I mean, the difference in standard of living between $20 million net worth, $100 and $1 billion is probably a negative. I mean, you probably have worse of a life if you're worth $1 billion. So really, my goal with your listeners is to help them become multimillionaires and actually have a decent, loving wife, a life, which gets back to this, so the sacrifice. So with this 10,000 hours rule is that you're basically not going to be a master in any skill until you've paid your dues and sacrificed about 10 years or about 10,000 hours. About the same. So whatever you're doing, you have to keep up at it. So if you want to be a doctor or a radio show host or, you know, and Kate, you've been doing radio and television, and you probably didn't feel like you were a master at it. Mm-hmm. Probably into your mid-30s, wouldn't you say so?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I would say because I did television first and then jumping into radio, I think I've just clicked to that 10,000-hour mark maybe 6 months ago, if I were to just add up the hours. So it's funny how it does. It is like a wheel. It turns, and it's turning in the right direction, which is why Outliers, reading that book, it just really clicked for me. It's funny that you read that and we're going to have him on the show when you subbed, because I think that is the high water mark. There is something about that because you've had that practice. You've done it over and over. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're driving a truck and now you have a fleet of trucks and then you want to have your company become even bigger. You're learning these things along the way.
Absolutely. And let me also add on to that. I've noticed in my business career that having one skill and mastery will nearly guarantee you a good salary or a good work. But when you start to put in extra effort and build a secondary skill set and then a third on top of it, that's when you become extremely valuable and your wages go up. And let me give you an example. Let's say you have a lawyer, okay? Well, you're a good lawyer, right? But then you got to have a specialization. It usually takes about 10,000 hours or 5 to 10 years, okay, to mm-hmm. be a good lawyer. I mean, do you want a lawyer that's right out of college, or do you want a lawyer that's tried cases for 10 years, right? So let's say you have a lawyer, but now he gets a specialization in tax. Well, now, or he gets a specialization in patent law. Let's say he took chemistry classes, okay, or biotech companies. So he's an intellectual property attorney. So his ability to bill out per hour is doubled or tripled, and it goes up exponentially. So let's say you're a truck driver, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a skill, you're a truck driver. But let's say you add on, oh gosh, a specialization truck, like the ice road truckers, okay? So you have a second skill of driving on ice. Well, those guys probably make quadruple of what a regular trucker does because they have the additional skill set. So you take any two skill sets and you match them together. Let's say programming, okay? Let's say you're a nurse and you're a programmer, okay? Two completely different spheres. Right, but now you can design programs for nurses, okay? And that's completely, and you can understand what the nurses want and the nurses need, so you can make maybe make websites or make program. You have an ability to see inside and add better value by having two diverse skill sets. Plus, if anyone goes away, you still have the backup one to fall on. It doesn't matter if you're a mason, say you're a bricklayer and a plumber. Well, then you can accomplish two. They can send you in and supervise both and inspect both. Whatever it is, once you have multiple skill sets, your ability to command salary is not just doubled, it's multiplicative, and especially when you have three or four. To be a CEO, the reason why CEOs get paid so much money, public CEOs of public companies, is because they have so many skill sets. Managing. They got their financial, understand finances, understand rules and regulations. They need to know how to talk to people. They need to know how to handle tough questions. You know, it's public speaking. They need to have understanding of their industry. They need to have the ability to handle jerks and the nice guys. I mean, so that's why they get paid so much money. So as you increase your skill sets, you will get paid more. And that dovetails right into values of middle class that we can start talking about more, too.
Yeah, and the values of middle class, let's talk about that. Talk about the low risk. Talk about all that that now is wrapping up here neatly into what you've set up.
Okay, so if you do a study, and when I became a stockbroker, my boss at the time, or I should say the manager, gave me a book. It's called The Millionaire Next Door. And basically what it is 90% of millionaires are self-made in this country. You know, about 10-20% of the millionaires actually inherit. So this whole, like, you know, inherited stuff is just a myth, okay? How do they get that? Well, they get it by being frugal, by being like Bill Gates and driving a 10-20-year-old car, or Warren Buffett, who has just a small little house and goes out to eat a little bit. It's not so much what you make, but it's what you keep of it. So many wealthy – so this illusion that you see in the movies and on television is a bunch of garbage. Most very wealthy people don't know that they're wealthy, and they won't – they don't want to advertise it. They don't need to have the fancy car because they already have it, and they don't want people to know because it's a liability. Once you start having lots of property, you don't want people to know that you've got all that property. Okay? It makes you a bigger target, and loved ones around you start treating you differently. I've seen it firsthand.
Boy, so, no kidding. Money changes people. Hey, Saul, we're up against a break, so hold on. We're going to come back with more how to take control of your financial future. You don't want to miss this. We're going to continue the conversation. Show one, values and goals on the flip side.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
And we're back with Saul Album. As you know, we're doing a special series, How to Take Control of Your Financial Future. You want to pay attention. We're very excited about this. And Saul, we were just talking, and I've seen it firsthand, too, how, one, money can change people, and how you could be, and this has happened to me. I played golf with a man one time. It was one of the probably 13 wealthiest men in the country, and I had no idea, and the reason why is because he certainly didn't play it up, he didn't advertise it, and he just was a lovely man to play with, and I had no clue, and he drove away in a very average kind of car.
Yes, absolutely. Let me get back to this. It's really an ostentatious sign of wealth, and really that's for the lower middle class. You ever see the poor people in the middle of the streets? They have the gold and this and the that. You know, that's a sign. It's so funny because that's a sign of poverty. So the signs of wealth is your ability to get the best out of people. Now let me rephrase that. Now why is that? Now the best CEOs and the wealthiest people are able to inspire teams to get things done. So if you want to become wealthy, you can't do it on your own. You have to have a team around you to support you. So not only do you need an accountant, but you need family offices. And, of course, the real way to go through wealth is not just to build up your own skills, but to build up a business. So in order to build a business, you have to have rules and enforce them. You have to have employees who want to work for you. And you have to be – not only that, but you have to attract the most brilliant minds to work for you. Well, that means you have to treat them right, to do the right thing. And most wealthier people do the right thing, work very hard and sacrifice, and don't spend like an idiot. And that's how they make it. And of course, and don't forget this, according to, you know, and are, of course, very lucky. Okay, but let's we can forget about the billionaires. Let's just talk, you know, let's just say this, you know, 5 million and up. Okay, mm-hmm. You work well with people and you treat them right. You know, if you run a business, you treat your customers right. Yeah, all this Hollywood stuff is just an illusion. So, again, it's that old stuff will keep you in the poverty house. I did want to touch on just one thing, Kate. It's very important if we can touch on this one point. If someone can remember one thing for this segment, is the path to poverty. There's just three things. If you look universally across the entire planet, okay, four things that will get you into poverty, okay? Or if you have children, there's just four things that they need to avoid, and they will stay out of poverty, okay? It's, one, staying out of jail. Two, staying off drugs. Three, completing high school. And four, out of wedlock children, okay? It's just these four simple things that if you can just keep your child or your friends from just getting a college degree, you know, the wealthiest guys in the world don't have a college degree.
No.
You know, that's okay. You know, that's okay. You're self-made. That's no problem. A lot of millionaires are self-made. But the most important two, even more important than education, is staying out of jail and out of wedlock children. If your child or friends have out of wedlock children, and of course very young, it's almost condemning them into poverty. So again, those four things extremely important. And if you notice, Kate talking about just simple stuff here, it's just simple blocking and tackling, and you'd be on your way to becoming quite wealthy.
Yeah, no kidding. And what I loved it, some of the earlier things that we talked about, the secondary and the third skill set. I think anymore, too, Saul, if you don't have a second skill set, you might even be in trouble with the way the world is working. So do you think so? I mean, you can't. I don't know that you can just stay on the one path. You certainly can't stay on the one path and dig in and just do the job and not reach out and explore these other avenues and think that you're going to get wealthy. I don't see that happening around me. Do you see that happening?
Oh, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, how many scientists were there 200 years ago? I don't know, maybe a few thousand.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, how many, you know, isn't China like graduating like a million scientists a year?
Yes,
You know, I mean, just the pace of innovation and change is happening so fast that by the time a child graduates with a degree in anything, most likely the information about that degree is already obsolete.
Yeah, they say that again. It's already obsolete.
Yeah, by the time you're done with, if you go back to school, just think, say for accounting, to learn the tax code, you know, by the time you're done 4.5 years from now, the tax code's going to be completely changed.
Wow.
We may have a flat tax by it. Who the heck knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or engineering or quantum.
Computers,
quantum,
systems,
whatever.
Science. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
absolutely
change too.
No. You need to keep up. You're absolutely correct.
And then one of the last things you wanted to talk about, too, is trust but verify. What do you mean by that?
Sure. Ronald Reagan had a great line. So I thought I would just cover a few key points about trust. You have to trust people. And, you know, it's a very miserable life if you don't trust your business associates.
Yep.
It is. It is. And once you've done investment banking, and especially in the small cap world, you start to not trust people. The broader the smile, the sharper the knife. And I've learned a few things I want to talk to your listeners about, and that is Ronald Reagan had the great line, trust but verify. So you trust people to do it, but you kind of look with them. And with contracts, and this is something, you know, especially in like banking, your phone, all this other stuff, You know, you got to read the fine print, and you got to read everything that you sign, and you can't be pressured. All contracts that you sign, got to keep copies. You've got to read, and you've got to take the time to go through it. And if you don't understand it, have a friend help you. You have to understand, whether it be rent, whether it be credit cards, whether it be bankruptcy, whether it be investments and investment accounts, you know, read the prospectuses of the stuff. Read it all. You have to do your homework and do your due diligence. Do your due diligence. And thirdly, once you start doing due diligence, you're going to start seeing different philosophies, and then you're going to have to start independently verifying facts. So especially like politics and stuff, a lot of people say a bunch of BS, well, politics and finance also. A lot of people say a lot of BS, but once you start checking the facts, mm-hmm. And checking the relationship, oh, the stock market's down the most in 6 months. Well, you know, that's after the stock market rallied for 2 years, right? So you have to, again, verify the facts and see how they fit into place. And always, especially as you start, opening up accounts with companies, read the contracts.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring this up. I have a friend now that's in trouble because he's in a major dispute with a condo that he got in the Northeast, thinking, you know, nothing of it. Had somebody come in, check it out, signed on the dotted line, didn't really read the fine print, and now is in a major dispute. The pipes burst. It's a mess. Was trying to get out of it. The guy will not let him out of it, and it may go to arbitration. He can only hope it goes to arbitration. But the man who owns the condo has been down this road before. He has a lot of money, and he has some really good attorneys. And if he hadn't gotten in that contract in the first place, which he's kicking himself for, he wouldn't be in this situation. It could apply to things like that. And you talked about credit cards. You know, you get credit card offers. Maybe your credit's good. You get credit card offers. And people don't always understand what that means in transferring balances and read the fine print about what the transfer fees are, what that means, and what you're doing with all of that.
Absolutely. There's no fine print. Oh, we have about a minute left, Kate. I want to talk about one thing important, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's scalable jobs versus non-scalable jobs. Getting back to this, multiple skills and the rule of 10,000 hours and 10 years to a mastery. There's a non-scalable job is something that you get paid for by the hour, okay? Where there's always like a hairdresser or a haircutter, a bricklayer, a plumber, that one person can only do so much work. Another example of this, that's a non-scalable job. A scalable job would be where one person can do 50% of the work. So an example of this would be, say, how many people do you know that sold CDs or sold records? You can take 1,000 people, and none of them have sold any records, okay? But if you randomly get one person in your group, they would sell 100% of the records. You know, Madonna's, or if you get a Beatles or Rolling Stones, they monopolize all the record sales, where you could have 1 million people in your group and only two of them have only sold any records. Okay? So that would be a scalable job. So something that you can take over. Acting is a very scalable job. You know, only one-tenth of 1% of actors make any good money or become stars. The rest of them starve, okay? That's a scalable job. The ultimate scalable job is Miss USA. Thousands of women try out. One per year gets it, okay?
Ooh.
And why do
they
do it? Because that one woman gets all the glory.
Right.
Miss America.
Right.
Okay? So what I want to encourage your listeners to do is stay away from the big scalable jobs like what Kate, you have.
Mm-hmm.
You have the scalable job. How many people are in radio or make a living of it? You know,
right.
Very few. So,
right.
So stay away from people like
stay away from jobs
right, that are scalable. Okay, the jobs that are scalable. So what I would advise people to do is have a steady, stable job, and then on the side start to build out your business. That's the way to do it. So that way, because otherwise, 99% of you is scalable jobs. Don't make the money. Don't make it.
You're stuck.
You're stuck, right.
Yeah.
So take the steady job, and then what you do is you get a job, and then you be an actress on this. You work a steady job 4 days a week, and with flexible hours and health insurance, and then, you know, you go out for play parts and you try to make it that way.
Yeah, no kidding.
You don't go out and try to be an actor.
Excellent advice. How to take control of your financial future. Thanks, Saul. We'll do it again next week as we continue our series.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a
breaking sports news here on America Tonight. You know, we like to do that sports shorts thing. And I have to admit that I'm completely stunned by this. As a Phillies fan, I knowing some people who actually call the games for the Phillies, I had no idea that this was even a realistic possibility. Of course, Phillies fans always felt cheated that Cliff Lee got booted, and it hurt the morale of the team when Cliff Lee left the Philadelphia Phillies. But really, I always thought the tussle was between the Texas Rangers and the New York Yankees. Cliff Lee stuns, apparently, a lot of people and decides not to go with the Yankees, who had offered him $138 million. Instead, looks like he's going to take $100 million to pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies. Can we hear that again? I'm stunned. Really. So another huge winner in the Lee showdown, but it was somebody he danced with before, who I happen to love. I love the Philadelphia Phillies. How many times have I talked about the Phillies on this show? How many times have I showed off my World Series postcard, my envelope? I mean, oh, I cried. I cried. I will admit that big girls sometimes do cry. I cried when the Yankees beat the Phillies, not this past year, but the year before. I was so furious. And so, shock upon shock, yep, it's the Phillies, if the rumor is true. The AP is reporting it. I text the guy I know. His name's Scott Fransky, who's one of the voices of the Phillies, and I haven't heard back from him yet to verify that. But, wow, how about it? Crazy, crazy thing. You know, hot stove stuff is pretty fun and fascinating to watch, but it's not what I expected for Cliff Lee. That's not what I thought was going to happen. And being close to some near the Rangers organization, they really felt like they had a chance to pull the rug out from underneath the Yankees, but apparently that didn't happen. Speaking of sports, here's another quick one. Brett Favre's consecutive start streak came to an end. And, you know, I don't care what we say about Brett Favre. Oh, the retirement, not retirement, holding us hostage, blah, 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 blah. You know, damn, I like to watch this guy play. I do. I like to watch Brett Favre play, back in the day especially. So Favre's 297-game NFL record for consecutive starts is not going to get any longer. That was it. The Iron Man is done. He's done with the record because he was out of Monday night's game against the Giants, a terrible game for the Vikings. They were shredded, and Favre had sprained a joint in his throwing arm during last week's game. And we were watching some of the Favre stuff, and just a short while ago, and his hand looked purple to me. Matt, you're a huge Vikings fan, so the streak comes to an end. It's not a surprise, I don't think, necessarily, that he didn't. I thought maybe the extra day might help him, but, boy, his hand looked terrible. It did. It looked purple. It matched his jersey. So I'm not surprised he didn't play, but the end of an era, end of a streak.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still blown away by this Cliff Lee stuff, to be honest with you.
I'm a Phillies fan. I'm stunned. I honest to goodness, I just text my pal. I have not even heard back. I'm sure his phone's blowing up.
But here's the thing that you're not realizing, and I tried to tell you this off air, is that your team just entered the hated
phase. Oh, please.
It did. Your team is now up there with the New York Yankees, the Miami Heat, the Dallas Cowboys, teams that fans of the sport will love to hate, and your team just entered that. Because the Phillies were kind of this cute little squad from here.
Cute.
That tried, and they did the best they could. They won a World Series. They had a good nucleus of players. But now with adding Holiday, adding Oswald, adding Cliff Lee, now they're the evil empire.
Oh, that jealousy talking. League. That's the Twins who can't get by the Yankees.
Like, and that sounds like a Yankees fan talking right there.
Oh, please.
That's what you just entered the whole new phase. You haven't even realized it yet. You're
Halliday, brilliant. Oswald, Hamels, Lee. I love it. It's the most formidable rotation in any league.
I think if we did an America Tonight poll, the majority of the listeners would agree with me.
All right, so we're going to do that poll. Send me your thoughts. We'll see if anyone actually bites on this. Does anyone care? I mean, you and I are big baseball fans. Let's see how many of them are out there. AmericaTonight.net.
An even bigger sign why baseball needs a salary cap, why the whole sport. I mean, think of if you're like a Kansas City Royals fan.
Oh, forget it. You're never going to be in the money.
Exactly.
No. I mean, no, I do agree with you. I do agree with you there. I'm not against a salary cap. The Phillies are benefiting from this, but forever and a day, the Phillies didn't spend any money.
But now they are.
And that's why they lost so many good people.
You were telling me, like, oh, he took less money. He still took, it's a $100 million contract. It's not like he took $50 million or a less, like a deal that was way below average. It's $100 million.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not disagreeing
deal.
With that.
That's a huge deal. And for them to have, I don't know, it's just, it kind of blows my mind and it makes me a little angry. I'm not going to say I'm a little crabby.
Sorry. So Crabby Patty says that the Phillies are now part of the hated teams. What do you say, America? I'm serious about this. AmericaTonight.net. Cliff Lee, of course, he's a stud. 32-year-old left-hander. Loved his time with Philadelphia. Loved it. And apparently that's part of the reason why he went back for less money, Matt. He could have gotten $38 million more. So in his best season, he was 22-3. His ERA under 3 for the Indians, and that was in 2008. But what he said was he liked his brief time with Philly. And that, I guess that was part of the reason that this thing happened. I don't disagree with Matt, however, on the idea of a salary cap. You know, they have this luxury tax and all of that. But I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. However, I agree. The Phillies often were on the short end of the stick because they wouldn't spend any money. That was part of the reason they lost so many good players over the years and infuriated many a Philly fan, including myself, because they wouldn't pay. And they didn't feel like they had the means to pay. And then things changed, obviously, a little bit for Philadelphia when they won, let's face it, a World Series, and when they started to contend, charging more for tickets, tougher to get those tickets, yada, yada, you know how that goes. So he is right. The big story, certainly sports-wise, is the fact that Cliff Lee rejects the Yankees and the Rangers and decides to return to Philadelphia. Not a lot of people envisioning that that was going to happen. All right, here's another big sports story that turned into a controversy, and I don't get it. Here's the deal. Cowboys running back Tashard Choice gets an autograph of quarterback Michael Vick from the Philadelphia Eagles after the Cowboys lost to Philadelphia, and they showed it on camera. He's had to now apologize. He said he's sorry for getting that autograph, for seeking that autograph. I don't think it was that big of a deal. Does everyone really think that's that big of a deal? So apparently he's going to have a little conversation with the interim coach, Jason Garrett. Garrett was bugged about it incessantly as to what he thought, whether or not Choice should have done that. And Choice said he's excited. He's excited about the game. He's still a kid. He walked up to Vic. He just wanted his autograph. He wanted his autograph. You know, players do that, believe it or not. They exchange autographs. A lot of times you don't see it because it happens off the field. So the timing perhaps was poor, but that's when he could get them like a kid. Can I have your autograph? Yo, can I have your autograph? So I guess it was a little strange, but I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't understand why such a big deal was being made of this. Even tight end Jason Witten, who plays with Choice, said, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think any of us thought it was a big deal. But, of course, it was blown up into this huge thing as to why did he ask for the autograph. Look, he's the third string running back for the Dallas Cowboys. Third string quarterback, running back rather, had only 14 carries through 11 games. I mean, come on. So give me a break. Let the guy live a little. So he asked for an autograph after a loss, and they capture it on national TV. That was his problem. Once it was on the tube, man, then he knew he was screwed on that one. All right, what do you think? Are the Phillies part of the hated empire now that they ponied up some big bucks for Cliff Lee? Shoot me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Boy, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.